Jones in. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The main feature in the main column of the site actually is all created by listeners like you. It's listeners like you that find interesting things online that they want to share with our other listeners, possibly get on the airwaves. They submit them to our website. You can do this too. And then other listeners vote on whether they like or dislike the submissions. And the most popular will make it to the front page and the top of the website. See what I mean by going over and getting interactive at freetalklive.com as we continue here. To take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. If you dial in, you may do so. We're going to actually continue the remaining eight of the nine most badass Bible verses as courtesy of the folks over at crack.com. And Dale is bringing it to us here.
We're on Kings for number eight, verses 23 and 24. From there, and this one actually a lot of people are familiar with this one. This is one of the notorious Bible verses. From there, Elisha went up to Bethel. As he was walking along the road, some youths came out of the town and jeered at him. "Go on up, you bald head," they said. "Go on up, you bald head." He turned around, looked at them, and called down a curse on them in the name of the Lord. Then two bears came out of the woods and mauled 42 of the youths. So
that's a lot of youths.
Why didn't he just, like, use his miracle powers to, like, cure his baldness?
Wait, who was this that they were yelling at?
Elisha.
Who is that?
Well, the idea, I think, is that Jesus was the second coming of Elijah, who rode up to heaven in the fiery chariot. And
Jesus was the second coming of someone?
That's part of the mythos.
This is something I'd never heard before. I thought Jesus was the Son of God, and that was the first time.
It's part of the mythos, right? I don't know all the specifics.
It doesn't have to be consistent.
Elisha
the Bible.
was the apprentice of Elijah.
Yeah, so he was like, and in fact they mentioned this, it's like Obi-Wan versus, the other guy?
The guy before Obi-Wan?
Yeah, Obi-Wan versus, or Luke Skywalker to Obi-Wan.
The Padawan.
Yeah.
So,
I can't remember his name.
So Elisha, then, did he have miracle powers? Could he have regrown the hair?
Well, I mean, why not? He did have miracle powers. I think it was either him or Elijah, I don't remember which one, resurrected people. But Jesus wasn't the first to raise people from the dead, if I remember correctly.
I couldn't tell you.
One of the other of them, he did this long ritual thing when you know, like put salves on them and lied with them and did all this stuff. And
so
Elijah
is the student of Elisha.
Nope, other way around.
Elisha is the student of Elijah, and you're saying that Jesus is actually the second coming, meaning Jesus is Elijah.
Elijah.
Is that like another name?
It's in the Jewish mythos.
Is that another name for Jesus?
No.
No.
Jesus' name isn't Jesus.
Right, Yeheshua or whatever.
Yeah, Yeheshua. I mean, Jesus, the word Jesus is a mistranslation of the Greek. So it's like
Yeheshua is not Elijah.
What's that?
Yeheshua is not Elijah, even though he's the second coming of Elijah.
No. Yeah.
I'm confused.
Well, it's in there, right? Like,
again, the Bible doesn't have to be consistent. It's the Bible.
Right, no, I'm just trying to understand. This is a part of it I've never heard before. They didn't teach me this in Sunday.
I hadn't heard that either, that Jesus was the second coming. These are highly revered prophets,
but
so
Elijah,
I'm not surprised they were tied in with Jesus somehow.
But Jesus was the Son of God, supposedly, and Elijah was not.
That's correct.
Elijah was a prophet, right?
One of two people in the Old Testament that did not die. Elijah went up to heaven in a fiery chariot, and the Methuselah, the oldest man, he walked away with God or something like that. So he walked off as an old guy, got eaten by a bear, and then people said that it was, you know, it's a miracle.
All right, so back to the slaughter here of these children.
Yeah, so he was, in fact, they mentioned he was Luke Skywalker to Prophet Elijah's Obi-Wan Kenobi. So Christians are constantly asking for prayer in schools to help get today's kids in line. But we beg to differ. We need bears in schools. If every teacher had the power to summon a pair of child-maiming grizzly avengers, you can bet that school children nowadays would be the most well-behaved, polite children ever, and Christian. It's a simple choice. Listen to the biology lesson or get first-hand knowledge of the digestive system of Ursus horribilis. Horribilis.
Well, and that is the way that that you know a lot of religions run their schools with very severe punishments. So, I mean, on a serious note, that's what a lot of them do. I mean, the nuns, for instance, are notorious in many cases for. I've heard of wrapping people on knuckles and things like that. I mean, there's some violence.
Well, yeah, I mean, they just haven't like spankings. Gotten up to the point of summoning bears yet, I think. And when they do, they probably will.
If they could, they would.
This is one of those silly stories that shouldn't have been put in the Bible. You know, the whole idea of Elisha going and you know, summoning bears with the power of God wishing bears down on 42 youngins.
And yet it is.
Nutty, crazy things. It's Qui-Gon Jinn is the...
Qui-Gon.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd think they would have... been teaching the lesson of sticks and stones break my bones and words will never hurt me.
Right, and this guy got insulted and, you know.
Right, if you could take this silly old Bronze Age book, bring it up to date, then you would do that, right? Like, you'd get rid of...
This is silly.
Yeah.
Cranky
old guy, you know, making magic bears eat kids.
It should be pointed out that even after his death, Elijah continued to kick ass. In Kings 20-21 tells us that when a dead body was thrown into his tomb and touched Elisha's bones, it sprang back to life. It's unknown whether Elisha had this power in life as well as death, but we like to think he did, and that he had the habit of killing his victims with bears, resurrecting them, and then promptly resummoning the bears to kill them again. He just kept holding over and over until he got bored. So I think I read the Old Testament I don't think I quite got through it all. I got through a lot of it. And I seem to recall, it was Elijah that did this long ritual where he lied down with the dead body, put salves on the dead body made from all these herbs, and it took days of commitment and praying and lying down with them, and then someone came back to life. Something like that.
Some good herbs.
Couldn't tell you.
But I cannot, you know, I it's been years, probably decades since I read the Bible, so I probably am screwing that story up.
Number seven.
Number seven, Ezekiel, who I'm kind of familiar with. Yeah, I was going to say,
I make
Ezekiel flour. Yeah. I make pancakes and muffins out of Ezekiel flour, and it comes from the Bible. So, Ezekiel 19-20. Yet she became more and more promiscuous. This is where it starts to sound a little bit like that Sunday show that was so notorious, but it's okay because it's from the Bible.
Yeah, this is porn.
Yeah. Yet she became more and more promiscuous as she recalled the days of her youth when she was a prostitute in Egypt.
Mommy! What's promiscuous mean?
What does prostitute mean?
There she lusted after her lovers, whose genitals were like those of donkeys, and whose emissions was like that of horses.
Emissions.
We don't need to get into detail about that.
Yeah, you know, the gases that come out of your car and stuff like that. Contrary to what you may think, the Bible has never shied away from talking about sex. In fact, the entire Song of Solomon is dedicated to describing a couple getting it on, complete with lines like, I am a wall and my breasts are like towers.
But yeah, sex is bad outside of marriage, right, according to most of the Christians.
Well, but the marriage bed is undefiled. Right. And Solomon, this was one of his, 200 wives, so it was okay.
Yeah, I mean, he was Solomon, so, you know. This verse is particularly explicit, though, informing us that Egyptians are hung like farmyard animals and can, you know, produce quantities that rival the annual flooding of the Nile. So keep in mind the Egyptians were the Jews' former slave masters and are the bad guys in this story. So you know their reputation for supreme endowment was well earned when the worst their enemies could say was that they were really well endowed. So the old Egyptians didn't exactly run.
It's not really an insult, is it? What it shows me is that what I knew all along is that men have been wrapped up in the amount of seminal volume for a very long time. Like, that's they're all about that.
It's all fertility stuff and everything, I guess.
Dale, as the resident gay guy on the show, does size matter?
Oh, well, to some people, sure.
Right, okay.
Not to me.
Not to everybody.
I don't care at all.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, so Judges 16-23.
Number six?
Yeah, number six. So now Ehud? E-H-U-D.
Ehud.
Is this the fellow that spilled his seed? No, that's Onan. Onan, yeah.
Ehud had made a double-edged sword about a foot and a half long, and he strapped to his right thigh under his clothing.
Oh, this
and
is
I will tell
the
you more about this when we get back.
We will find out. 800-259-9231, all the stuff they didn't teach you in Sunday school. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy. Abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results. Bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world. And a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away. Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page. The last week's worth there on the front page. And then you click into the archive section, and that'll take you back Late 2006, all totally free and brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. We've set up that portal there so you can get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can get a .anything over there. They've got all the different dots that you can imagine. They will help you build your website. They have free site builder tools there, templates. They make it incredibly easy for you, whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce, business website, and anything in between. HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com can host you.
All right, we're going through the 9 most badass Bible verses from Cracked. And Dale, we just started into number 6. I'm going to put that on hold as we go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to Tariq, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, Tariq.
Hey. I was just wondering, as far as motivating people to action and stuff, do you all think that, positive motivation is better than negative motivation?
Generally.
Absolutely. Persuasion as opposed to coercion, certainly.
Yeah. So, my point is that, a lot of libertarian and freedom-minded people, like a lot of people in the Free State Project and stuff, a lot of us are religious and do look at the Bible as something that actually promotes freedom. And, instead of, motivating people negatively and trying to get people to, change themselves or ditch their own philosophies, maybe it'd be better if you were to show, verses in the Bible that are more pro-liberty or, pro-libertarian. Because, I really don't see what this whole last minute really accomplishes.
Well, I guess that would be your role, right? I don't read the Bible, and I have no interest in doing it anymore.
Yeah, I can tell.
And I don't I've read it. I've read it from front to back 3 times and the New Testament 7 times. So, I've got a general amount of knowledge about it, and more generally than most Christians have. But I'm not here. That's not going to be my role to say that. Hey, this is. Wouldn't it be disingenuous for me, somebody who does not claim to believe that the Bible is truth, to be quoting Bible verses and telling people who do believe that it is truth how to live?
No, but you're trying to motivate people away from certain passages. Wouldn't it be better to? You're already doing that right now, anyway.
Why not? It's just really funny.
We're just having fun at the expense of your religion, and that's that's okay. Religions are silly, and they are funny in many ways and outrageous in many
people,
other ways.
Religious people, they don't think that, And that's what I'm saying. If you're wanting to get more people involved, you can't choose the people that you want. Everybody.
I'm just going
to
be honest all the time, and I find these passages. I think the Bible is used more to actually fight against freedom and to control people than it is to promote freedom. I'm glad if people can use it to promote freedom, but again, like Mark said, I can't be the person to do that because I can't get behind it and be sincere about it. I would be dishonest to try and do that.
What about the fellow that called in earlier who was quoting Revelations and telling us how alien demons were going to rule the world? How about him? He believed it, but he was quoting Bible verses.
But that's kind of irrelevant when you're talking about whether with freedom. Just because some guy has some weird theory, what does that have to do with, tyranny and oppression versus freedom? It has, nothing to do with that.
But I can tell you what the Bible has to do with tyranny and oppression. And I can tell you that, by and large, it has been used and extraordinarily successfully to propagate freedom and oppression.
Do we lose Tariq?
Crush freedom and
Tariq, did you hang
propagate
up?
To repress. Propagate tyranny is what I was saying.
Okay.
Tariq hung up the phone. Yeah. He didn't want to continue this conversation. And I understand what Tariq is saying. He's gotten the impression that the only purpose to this show is to recruit people to freedom. Now, that's one of the perks of Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is a radio program that allows anybody to call in about pretty much anything, as long as it doesn't offend, the FCC or the radio station's advertisers that, they might boycott the station, then we'd lose the affiliates, that kind of thing. So there's a certain level of there's a level we can't go to that pretty much is FCC level. But we can talk about anything, pretty much. We can talk about sex, and we can talk about religion, and we can talk about other things.
You can't handle any controversial subject without offending someone, and he wants to be exempt from the thing that offends him. Mm. And then the fact of the matter is, the Bible is used massively to control people, and I think that
a lot of people ought to
hear some of these verses, maybe that they're not hearing in Sunday school, and then maybe they'll be more, maybe they'll reexamine it, and maybe they'll say, I'm not going to be a literal interpretation. I'm not going to take a literal interpretation anymore. Maybe they'll stay Christian and just change how they look at the Bible and quit taking it as absolute word of God from front to back.
Right, but that's dangerous, Dale. You can't be doing that. That's dangerous.
I mean, there's a lot of things that can happen. It doesn't, you know, the fact that he's offended perhaps by this doesn't mean that it's automatically bad. And that's, you know, again, you can't handle any controversial subject without offending someone. And he just wants to be exempt from, you know, he says, well, there's some people out there who are liberty oriented and they're Christians, and so don't offend them. Well, what about, you know, a lot of people out there who are using the Bible to control people and suppress liberty, and you know, maybe some enlightenment needs to happen there as well. You're just not going to get to be exempt from being offended about whatever it is that we're talking about.
It's the same. What I heard from his call there was the same message as, well, you need to put on a suit. Well, you guys aren't doing what I think you should be doing to recruit the people that I believe are important, and that is my brethren, the Christians. And why are you reading these Bible passages when you should be reading the Bible passages that I think that you should read? Here's a bunch of liberty-oriented Bible passages for you. Now go ahead and read those so you can recruit Christians to the ideas of liberty. That's what he's saying, and I'm sorry, it's not my job.
The reality is, people are getting a very filtered message. They're getting very filtered and
right. Whatever you believe, if you believe that a man should be able to jack slap the crap out of his wife, knock the teeth out of her mouth, there are Bible verses to back you up. If you believe that a man should be able to torture and kill his children, there are Bible verses that will back you up. Mm-hmm. If you believe that, you know, whatever it is you believe, there's a Bible verse out there that's got your back.
Probably.
And the fact is, you're right, absolutely right about this filtering thing. The fact is, the Bible must be filtered by today's societal standards, and that means that you're not going to read certain verses, because they just don't fit in the concrete beliefs anymore.
Yeah, I think we're shining a light in the dark places.
Moses told the Israelites that they could go into the city that they were going to conquer, and they could kill everybody except the virgins. I guess they're just going to convert the virgins to Judaism.
And how are they going to convert them, I wonder?
They're going to convert them with the holy healing penis.
The donkey ones.
That's the Egyptians.
You have to ignore these things if this is your holy
book. And so it's uncomfortable when we start talking about them on the air. Right.
And Dale, you and I were talking during the break about how much better the New Testament God is than the Old Testament God. So much better. Feats and yards better than the previous one, and how incongruous, how difficult it is to take to match these two gods, which aren't even the same God. They're not even the same one, because the religion morphed over time.
Interestingly, though, we never actually hear from any of the Christians that are in the Free State Project complaining about us talking about it. I mean, it might bother them, but they're all so mild and nice. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30 and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features there include our bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and people with lawyers who want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done by their attorney. It works for plaintiffs and defendants. It works in all state and federal courts, even the sort of English common law descended courts around the world, whether it's India or Australia or Canada. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. It will educate you on how to, controlling evidence and procedures, and all those rules are explained in this. You can get it now at jurisdictionary.com. I've taken the course. It's a great course, jurisdictionary.com.
So just before we continue, because we've got other folks that are on the phones and want to talk, but we just got off the phone, and I think it was Tariq listening in West Virginia there that had some critiques for us, considering tonight we're kind of having fun with the Bible, the bat, and the nine most badass.
These are pretty badass, you have to admit. They're pretty entertaining because they're badass. I mean, you know, they were comparing the previous guy to Or they're comparing the next guy to Die Hard, you know.
Oh, I mean, that's great.
This, the Bible was coming up with, you know.
Good stories.
Material like that long before, you know, Hollywood did.
So to re-critique us based on the, we're doing a poor job of advocating the ideas of freedom and liberty because we're kicking sand in the face of, you know, to some extent, some people who believe that the Bible is the unerring word of God. And by the way, that's what my main point here is, that the Bible is not the unerring word of God. Not that Christians are stupid. Or anything like that. It's just the ones that
believe, I like some Christians. Yeah, I mean, some of them are great.
The Bible is the unerring word of God. That's where I jump off that train.
That's where I you know, you need to make the distinction. I respect your right to believe whatever you want, but that doesn't mean I respect your beliefs.
Michelle Seven has been on this show before. She's a Christian. Baron Swearingen, the president of the Free State Project, is a Christian.
He sat in with us. Absolutely.
Russell great. Canning, one of my he's idols as far as I look up
to the show.
Look up to Russell. I mean, so there's some really great, principled, liberty-loving Christians up here.
Right, but I'm not on here advocating the ideas of liberty as much as I'm advocating the ideas of critical thinking. And I think that the critical thinking will lead you to the ideas of liberty. But I think you need to start there with that foundation. And mm-hmm. I think that you need to have your dogmas shaken up in order to be able to properly apply critical thinking. I think that it's true for me, too.
Yeah, it's iconoclasm.
I have no problem with Tariq calling in and shaking up my my ideas.
Yeah, it's your idea. You know, your faith ought to be strengthened by being analyzed. If you analyze your faith, you should maybe you should be making corrections here and there about what you believe based on logic and evidence and experience, right?
You know, there's a lot of people in the military too. Maybe we should pander to the military and stop being so anti-war, and maybe we could somehow bring more of them on board with the ideas of liberty if we just adjust what we would say.
There's a lot of Republicans.
Just don't ever offend them, Ian. Don't say something that might offend them. Talk about the military
and
liberty promoting ways.
There are lots of Republicans that want lower taxes and a lot of Democrats who want human rights. We shouldn't say things that might shake up those people's paradigms, right?
Yeah, like that Republicans and Democrats suck and that they are a bunch of, tyrants, little
right,
tyrants.
They don't
we should never talk
any
about
of the
bad sides
about.
Of Republican views. We should only talk about the positive things of Republican views.
Yeah. No, look, Free Talk Live, as I was explaining, and we're going to get right back to the calls, because you can call in about anything. That was Free Talk Live is the show I made because I didn't like what was out there on talk radio. I mean, I like talk radio in general as the format and the concept of taking calls and interacting with the listener and things like that. But I didn't hear the show I wanted to hear, right? So I made the show I wanted to hear. And if I was doing what it was that Tariq was suggesting, then I wouldn't be doing the show I wanted to hear anymore.
Right.
I want to hear a show with a pro-liberty viewpoint that takes every issue that comes in onto the phones, doesn't screen anybody with any issue out. But one of my other viewpoints is that, I used to be a Christian, and I've had a path since then that has led me through atheism and then to panentheism. And I don't push panentheism real heavy on this show, but I'll mention it, and I'll talk about it when the subject is brought up. And I don't have a problem with critically looking at my beliefs in the past and other people's beliefs currently today, and these are all things that I want to hear about. I want to hear Dale's nine badass Bible verses because it's fun. I don't want to get a list of pro-liberty Bible verses and sit here and read them on the air because that's boring to me, and I want to do the show I want
well,
to
like listen Mark
to.
Said, it would be very insincere for someone who's not a fundamentalist Christian to be quoting Bible verses to promote liberty. Not even necessarily a fundamentalist Christian, but I'm not a Christian. I'm spiritual. I'm not religious, and so it would be very insincere for me to try and do that.
I actually do that a bit. I'll say if you're a Christian and you believe in love and da 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 da, I'll say isn't that inclusive? And I'll make an argument from a standpoint of if
when you're talking
somebody,
to someone
right,
who you know that's their point of view,
Christianity,
sure.
And it's about the subject. Right now we're talking about silly, crazy Bible verses. And to me, that it brings up the opportunity to talk about how silly some of the things are that are in the Bible.
Yeah. If you don't like it, well, it's your Bible.
Right. If you don't like it, just understand that you think that all the other religious texts out there are likely very silly, that so many of the things that they say just are silly. They don't make any sense. You don't believe what the Norse people believe.
Or especially if you want to go and quote something out of, you know, straight out of the Quran and say, look, those Muslims, they're violent. Listen to some of this stuff. You know, and here's the thing. I don't believe that the huge vast majority of Christians are violently inclined or that they really believe these particular passages. I mean, I'm sure they've got their excuses for why it's in there and why that, you know, if they you know, or else they're not fundamentalists in the sense of saying that the Bible is the unerring word of God from front to back. And if they don't say that, then they can not support these verses and not sound inconsistent.
The Bible when I can pick and choose. I'm all about that.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun and talk to Corby in Texas. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Well, before I get to my topic, I want to say, even when I was a teenager reading the Bible, I saw the propaganda in the Bible, things like obey the laws of the country you're in and all this stuff. I mean, it's, you know, it was just used for propaganda, and I can't get past the fact that the Bible was a bunch of primitive people 2,000 years ago or longer. You know, I mean, I'm not saying they're not. There's some great stories and truths in there, but I can't get past some of the stories of the virgin. You know, maybe some other girls have tried that. I never had sex before, and they you know, it's hard for me not to get past some of the scientific proofs of the Bible, but that's not why I called. The reason I called is, I was reading this article by Obama about he said, you know, we've tried everything. Our agenda is all about stimulating the economy, but the one thing they won't do is just stop the income tax and stop taxing companies that hire people. You know, with Social Security taxes and other taxes put on these companies, they won't just step out of the way. They've tried everything else. They have stimuluses and bailouts and committees, but they won't just, let's just not tax them for a while and see what happens.
Right. If they actually wanted to stimulate the economy through government intervention, and I could understand why they wouldn't want to get rid of the fiat money currency system and all that stuff. If they wanted to do that, all they would have to do is say, okay, no taxes for anybody remaining for the remainder of 2010 and the calendar year 2011, go have fun. And then, rather than trying to run all the paperwork through the IRS and then run it all back out and then dole money out to people and all the other stuff that the income tax does, just give people back their money. That would stimulate the
economy. Yeah, but then the government
would. Let's try to do that right, but he had to send people a check. He tried to do that.
That's because you would have to fire. Because what would you do with these IRS people for a year?
That's why it won't happen. It's not as visible. It's not like if you get a check from someone, I mean, how much, you know, it's like, wow, he sent me a check. You know, as opposed to just, like, people have to see it. It has to be like smashing
photos.
You
can
take those IRS people, put them all on planes, send them over to some foreign country to do some great, humanitarian work.
Thanks, Corby. I appreciate it. But they'll never do that because they're all about the government. Both the Republicans and the Democrats in D.C. would never put a proposal like that on the table. I mean, the unions, what would they think? It's Free Talk Live. This is Free. You take control. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler, How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness, and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you'll find that the features on the site are free. And if you want to support the show, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You get your shopping done, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the profits. So it's same old Amazon with a huge selection. Free Super Saver shipping on a bunch of their brand new items, even used items. If you need to save a few extra bucks, get your shopping done and feel good, because Free Talk Live benefits when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Back to your calls and to Brian in Tennessee. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you. The first thing I want to say is I want to congratulate Dale on the Notorious Sunday Night episode. I still play that for friends when they don't understand how wild radio can be.
You're welcome.
And then my second thing is, this is the encounters that I have with the state earlier today, and the state and people that are employed by the state. The first was, I was actually carded buying beer. I mean, they actually wanted me to take the license out of it and so they could scan it in.
Whoa.
In Tennessee. And believe it, we got some guy up in Clarksville, whatever, he wants to burn a Koran tomorrow, you know, because he wants to be on TV. But we're not going to go there. The other thing is, me and my wife enjoy a very, very good love life. We enjoy porn.
Okay.
And I was in the porn shop. and yeah, I picked out what I wanted, and I was in line. And then I noticed the guy in front of me, he worked for the TSA, and he was in there buying a vaporizer and inquiring about the fake weed stuff. And the way that they were talking, they were like, everybody just all of a sudden looked at each other and made sure everybody was what you would call cool, and the conversation just went along, and it just like, yeah, we can all talk about this without freaking out, because you really never know who in the state is out there, you know, trying to do you in, because they're there.
Well, so the shocking news is the TSA agents get high too.
Right? I am shocked.
Hey, they're people, and when they start finding places to get preachers, cops, movie stars, and everybody else from a different place called Earth, they're all the same as everybody else.
Right on, brother. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Robert in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Yes, sir. I was just wondering about the ham program. Can I donate $20 a month instead of just $3 a month?
You better believe it. There are different options. We've got the regular $3 a month level is the minimum. That's what we ask him for. And then some people do five.
It's not worth going lower than that with PayPal.
Yeah, some people do five. Some people do 10. Some people do 25. Some people do more. So, yeah, you can do whatever amount is pleasing to you over at
amped.freetalklive.com.
Is that all you have, Robert?
Thank you. I appreciate that because I really love the Australia and I want to be able to support it. So.
Well, thank you in advance, Robert. I appreciate you, and we appreciate your call tonight. At 800-259-9231, let's go to Jeremy, listening all the way in Australia. Jeremy, what time is it over there right now?
10 to midday, 10 to noon.
Waking up with Free Talk Live.
Almost. That's it, 9 to 12 here in Australia, 9 to 10 in the morning.
Morning,
9 to 12.
That's great. So what's on your mind?
Yes, I'm going to put up, as soon as I have a bit of money, I'll put up a micro radio station, and you'll be the morning show here.
That'd be great.
Australia.
That's the whole purpose of it.
Thank you. People can learn more about that over at broadcast.lrn.fm. There's a lengthy, I've expanded the page to have some recommendations, some suggestions as to how to do it from a technical standpoint, what you need, transmitter, receivers for the audio, things like that. So we tried to make it as simple as possible. So learn more at broadcast.lrn.fm. But what else was on your mind tonight?
Well, I just tuned in. You were talking, I guess you've been talking about crazy Bible verses. So I don't know if you've already mentioned the one I was going to talk about, but is Dale there?
He's right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Leviticus 20:13 says, if a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them shall be put to death for their abominable deed. They have forfeited their lives.
The two men would be put to death, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So Dale, I guess Dale should be put to death.
Yeah. Technically supposed to be.
Yep, that's, you know, it's, it, yeah, that's, I guess, you know, these, although, in different cultures, it's always been,
you know, technically
different.
You can't lie with a man as with a woman, because their plumbing ain't there, so, yeah. It really is not an issue, that there's a technicality, there's a loophole there, so you don't really have to lie with that.
Well, presuming the word lie means to have sex, it could just mean lie down with.
Well,
it, right?
You know what, there's a book, this actually, some the topic of, like, homosexuality in the Bible came up on the Free State Project forum, I believe, and I recommended that people read, there's so much lost in translation, so much is translated, again, into modern terminology that doesn't really apply, you know, there were things that we talk about now that weren't even in the vocabulary at the time. And there's a book called What the Bible Really Says About Homosexuality that really analyzes that and talks about where all the there's so much prejudice.
And gives
attached.
One person's opinion, right?
Well, there's so much prejudice attached or that's justified retroactively by reinterpreting Bible verses in a way that they weren't interpreted before. And that's happened. That happens a lot. It's not just with gay stuff. It's with racial slavery, interracial marriage, all sorts of things where there are modern prejudices about it that were retroactively justified by reinterpreting old Bible verses in new ways and things like that.
But there's a gay movement out there that says that you can do anything you want with a guy as long as you don't do the lying with a man like a woman thing. Like you would not do the intercourse aspect of being gay, and then you're fine with Jesus, right? There's a gay movement out there that says tongue kiss a guy, you can do
oral sex,
you can do whatever you want as long as you're not lying with him like a woman, and that seems to be the kicker for those folks.
Okay.
It's all crazy.
Yeah, I guess I'm sure there's all kinds of factions.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Or just completely repress your sexuality and become a Catholic priest.
Yeah.
There you
and
go.
Then, you know, and when that backfires on you, there's always the choir
boys.
Then
it explodes and you start messing with boys.
Well, yeah, but then, you know, the Catholic priest gets caught. They always just shuffle them over to another church. So there's never any consequences for them. Is this Jeremy from the Free Oz Radio, by the way?
Yes, it is.
Oh, very good. Free Oz Radio, one of the many shows you will find over at LRN.FM. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Oh, that'll be good. Somebody else is probably there.
Very good, sir. Thank you for the call. I appreciate
Thanks a lot.
It.
Bye.
Yep, 800-259-9231. Actually, no one else is here, so we're going to continue with the
wow, lots
list
of calls tonight.
Yeah, with the list of things. Mark is making signals, and I don't ever know what he's saying. I don't know about that. Let's go on, though. Let's go to
fun. We might should,
yeah. Number 6 on the list of 9 baddest ass things
Judges
in the Bible.
16:23. Ehud had strapped a sword to his right thigh. And he presented a tribute to Eglon, king of Moab, who was a very fat man. I'm reading it straight out now. After Ehud had presented the tribute, he sent on their way the men who had carried it. At the idols near Gilgal, he himself turned back and said, "I have a secret message for you, O king." The king said, "Quiet," and all his attendants left him. Ehud then approached him while he was sitting alone in the upper room of his summer palace and said, "I have a message from God for you." As the king rose from his seat, Ehud reached with his left hand, drew the sword from his right thigh, and plunged it into the king's belly.
Oh, my
Even
goodness.
Even the handle sank in after the blade. But I love that it's so graphic. This is like watching a horror movie. Which came out his back. Ehud did not pull the sword out, and the fat closed in over it. Then Ehud went out to the porch. He shut the doors of the upper room behind him and locked them.
Wow, man. Sounds like the end of Machete, where
dude,
the
that's badass.
Yeah,
but
I mean, Machete was a badass movie, and it sounds like the end of Machete, where somebody actually gets a sword plunged into them, and then they end up committing seppuku on right there on camera.
Well, what's your the part that this missed in here is that this fella Ehud is a lefty. And he draws from the right side, and because you would normally throw your cloak over your left side so that they would see that your left leg is clean of a sword, and because most people are right-handed, so he used a great deal of
tricked him out.
A great deal of subterfuge in order to stab this corpulent king.
Wow,
so he got away with it by being a lefty.
So God told him to go and commit murder, then, right? Is that that's basically what
God told Egad?
Ehud.
Was that before? Now, was that story before the whole Ten Commandments thing, where they said,
"No, that was after the Ten Commandments." What did the Ten Commandments say about stabbing fat kings?
Thou shalt not kill.
Well, thou shalt not murder is specifically what
you
it says.
You guys got to let me get this line in. It's awesome. It says, instead of strapping it to his back, Ehud chose to tie it to his thigh. One wonders why the royal guards didn't comment when they frisked Ehud and felt 18 inches of rigid steel in his pants. Maybe they just assumed he was Egyptian.
You have to take that all the way back to the Egyptian verses that were there previously.
Yeah, you are rewarded in many cases for listening to Free Talk Live for more than one segment if you're a radio listener.
Well, yeah, that's how comedy
inside
works.
Joke
too.
If
yeah.
you just joined us this segment. So.
Right. You've got to have the timing.
So there are 5 more bad
yes.
verses.
I say hold on to them. Maybe we'll get to them on another date. Perhaps you'll hold
that
them for
happens.
For your... Well, Dale hosts his own show on Sunday night sometimes. So it could very
Yeah, maybe
very
I'll
well.
Talk about it on my Sunday show.
Because I think it's fun stuff. And more people need to hear this. So and fewer of them will hear it if we do an extended edition. So because our radio listeners will go away here in moments. Anyway, back tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition of the show. Don't miss that. We'd love to have you there. FreeTalkLive.com. Don't forget to join Dale on his website, AnarchyInYourHead.com, and the countdown begins till whenever the next cartoon is posted.
All right, I'm under pressure.
The pressure is on. See you tomorrow night at FreeTalkLive.com.
In 2010, we were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.